The divine perspective of discipline. God's intention. The divine concept of discipline embodies a profoundly distinct paradigm, one that transcends conventional understanding and invites a deeper exploration of its transformative power. First, formative purpose. This approach is primarily centered on the shaping and development of character, emphasizing the importance of nurturing one's personal values and ethical principles. It is specifically designed to help individuals realize their highest potential by encouraging self-reflection and proactive growth. Correction is perceived not as a form of punishment, but as valuable guidance aimed at helping individuals strive for excellence in their personal and professional lives. Success in this framework is measured by substantial growth in three key areas: wisdom, which encompasses critical thinking and sound judgment; character, reflecting integrity and empathy; and spiritual maturity, representing a deeper understanding of one's purpose and connection to others. Second, heart transformation. This approach is fundamentally focused on the intricate process of shaping and nurturing character, highlighting the profound significance of cultivating personal values and ethical standards. It is thoughtfully designed to empower individuals to unlock their fullest potential, promoting a journey of self-discovery and continuous personal development. Correction within this framework is not merely viewed as discipline or punishment. Rather, it is seen as a constructive form of guidance that encourages individuals to aspire towards excellence in all aspects of their lives. Success in this context is evaluated through the lens of transformative growth across three vital dimensions: wisdom, which involves the development of critical thinking skills and the ability to make informed decisions; character, which signifies the embodiment of integrity, resilience, and compassion; and spiritual maturity, which illustrates a deepened awareness of one's purpose and the interconnectedness with the broader human experience. Third, proactive development. Establishes clear patterns and boundaries before challenges emerge, ensuring a proactive approach to potential issues. This foundation not only promotes a structured environment, but also reinforces decision-making processes, builds mental and emotional strength, cultivating resilience against temptation and distractions that may derail focus or integrity. By developing self-discipline, individuals can navigate life's complexities with greater ease. Consistently applied principles are guided by wisdom rather than fleeting emotions, allowing for rational responses and thoughtful strategies that yield better outcomes. This reliance on discernment fosters stability in various situations, persists through difficulties with a steadfast vision aimed at achieving long-term results, recognizing that immediate obstacles are often necessary stepping stones toward greater achievements. This forward-thinking mindset encourages endurance and adaptability in the face of adversity. Fourth, recipient-centered, connected to ultimate purpose and identity. This concept emphasizes a deep understanding of one's personal mission and the intrinsic values that define who we are. It involves a journey of self-discovery where individuals reflect on their passions, beliefs, and aspirations, aligning their actions with their core identity. By recognizing our higher purpose, we cultivate a sense of direction that guides our choices and fosters authenticity in our interactions with others. Focused on soul-level formation, this aspect highlights the importance of nurturing our inner selves and fostering spiritual growth. It involves engaging in practices that promote self-awareness, compassion, and emotional intelligence. By prioritizing our inner development, we can cultivate stronger connections with ourselves and others, leading to a more enriched life. This process encourages us to explore our deeper emotions, values, and beliefs, ultimately aiding in our personal and spiritual formation, oriented toward eternal outcomes. This perspective encourages a long-term vision, where choices and actions are based on their lasting impact rather than immediate gratification. By contemplating the eternal implications of our decisions, we make choices that contribute to a legacy worth leaving. This outlook fosters a sense of responsibility and pragmatism, guiding us to prioritize the well-being of future generations and the sustainability of our actions within a larger context. Creates freedom through structure rather than bondage. This idea revolves around the belief that establishing discipline and clear boundaries can lead to true freedom. By creating a structured environment, whether in our daily routines, personal goals, or professional endeavors, we allow ourselves the liberation to explore our potential fully. Instead of feeling restricted by rules, we recognize that boundaries can provide the necessary support to thrive, fostering creativity, innovation, and personal growth.
5. Eternal perspective. Connected to a profound sense of ultimate purpose and personal identity, this approach emphasizes the importance of aligning one's actions and decisions with a greater vision. Focused on soul-level formation, it encourages deep introspection and personal growth, fostering development that resonates within the core of individual existence and enhances one's understanding of self and purpose. Oriented toward eternal outcomes, it inspires individuals to consider the lasting impact of their choices, guiding them to prioritize values and actions that contribute to a meaningful legacy. This framework creates freedom through structure, offering a disciplined environment that nurtures creativity and personal expression, rather than restricting individuals in a rigid system that feels confining. 6th, relational foundation. Grounded in a steadfast covenant commitment rather than the pursuit of conditional approval, this approach emphasizes the importance of enduring relationships built on trust rather than transactional interactions. It maintains connection by actively engaging with individuals, offering constructive feedback even during moments of correction, fostering an environment where open dialogue is encouraged. The central focus is on the restoration of relationships, prioritizing healing and understanding over mere compliance or punitive measures. Moreover, this process is administered from a position of sacrificial love, embodying selflessness and empathy, where the well-being of the other is placed above personal interests, creating a foundation for meaningful reconciliation and growth. 7. Holistic integration. This comprehensive approach thoroughly engages with all dimensions of human experience, encompassing spiritual, emotional, physical, and social aspects to cultivate a well-rounded understanding of individuals. It thoughtfully acknowledges the complex interplay between personal beliefs, behavioral choices, and the deep-seated need for connection and belonging within various communities. By striking a harmonious balance between mercy and justice, it fosters an environment where compassion and forgiveness coexist with a commitment to accountability and fairness. Furthermore, it skillfully adapts to the unique needs and circumstances of each individual, all while upholding unwavering principles that guide ethical decision-making and facilitate meaningful personal growth. This elevated viewpoint redefines discipline, shifting it from a burden to be shunned into a cherished journey to be welcomed. Instead of feeling restrictive or stifling, divine discipline reveals itself as a liberating force, establishing a framework in which authentic freedom can blossom and thrive.